kids tend to work on different projects specific to what appeals to them. You know, they're encouraged to decide on a goal and choose which skills they want to explore and achieve. And this really allows them to discover and experiment with different methods. So STEM learning really does bolster creative problem solving, skill building. So, you know, while technical knowledge is a requirement in many industries, creative think outside the box, problem solving remains one of the most sought after skills within the job market. Welcome back to another episode of This Green Planet. I'm your host, Penny Bowder, the founder of the award-winning Green Kid Craft subscription box. Here, I'm sharing ideas about leading with social impact, women in STEAM, science, technology, engineering, arts, and math, and kids making green changes in their communities. This podcast is bound to inspire you to have a personal impact on this green planet. Let's dive into today's episode. Hi, everybody. It's good to be back today. So I thought I would do something a little bit different today. And instead of interviewing somebody on this green planet, I would talk a little bit about STEM and specifically why STEM education is so important. I thought I would talk about my own personal experience and kind of what brought me to where I am today based on my background and my education. So to start, I wanted to talk a little bit about how STEM education specifically impacted and continues to impact my life, my career, and my business. And I'll start by talking just a little bit about my background and what brought me to the career path I'm in right now. So I'm an environmental scientist turned entrepreneur. Growing up, I've always held a deep appreciation for nature. I spent most of my childhood building forts in the woods next to my house. I grew up in the country in a little tiny town in Southwest Michigan. And like most children of the 70s, I grew up outside. My parents would just kick me out of the door in the summer, and I wouldn't come back in for, you know, 6 to 8 hours. But because I spent so much time outside as a kid, this really contributed to a lifelong love of the natural world. You know, I spent a lot of time in the woods and ditches in our backyard. We had a little pond in the backyard where I caught tadpoles at night. In the summer, I'd catch fireflies. And then as a teen, I really gravitated as a teen towards taking environmental action for issues and really started thinking about what can I do as a person, as a human, to participate in the natural world and also to start thinking about how can I participate in different things that can potentially help the planet. So I started studying environmental science and specifically became educated across disciplines such as clean energy, biology, economics, anthropology. And this really, to me, seemed the best way that I could arm myself with the knowledge to truly make a difference in the world. I went on to eventually receive a BA in environmental management and an MS in environmental science. And then I went on to work as an environmental scientist, an environmental planner, and a climate change coordinator in different national parks all around the West. This led to working in wild areas all over the United States. I started my career as a park ranger, working at the Maze District of Canyonlands National Park in Utah. And I immediately, with this job, knew I had found my calling. And I ended up spending the next 20 years working as a park ranger, as a wilderness kayak ranger. I worked in different parks in Oregon. I worked in Utah. I worked in Washington. I worked in California national parks. And I ended my career as a park ranger up in Alaska. And I started up there working as a kayak ranger where I participated in different harbor seal research studies. I went on to work in Denali National Park and Wrangell St. Elias National Park as an invasive species biologist. And really, again, what led me there was spending so much time outside as a kid and just really finding solace in nature, you know, being able to just be a kid and spend hours on my back looking at clouds fly by in the sky. and you know, spending hours really thinking about and exploring, you know, what kinds of things live in this little pond in my backyard. And so this has also really affected the way I parent my own kids. After I ended my career as a park ranger, and this happened because I had children and no longer was feasible to, you know, hike for days, backpack for days, take bush planes out into the wilderness for days. It was really no longer feasible to do that with a baby. And so I ended up, because of this, quitting my job as a park ranger and deciding at the time to start Green Kid Crafts, which is a children's media company that provides kids around the world with different educational resources, STEM resources that are sustainable, particularly activities. And today it's become a leader in sustainable business, and Green Kid Crafts in the past 10 years has shipped over 1 million STEM packages worldwide to kids all around the world. And we've been able to influence a generation to really think about and take a leadership role in sustainability. The mission of Green Kid Crafts today is the same as it was when I launched the business in 2010, is to encourage kids to see themselves as leaders, as scientists, as designers, as engineers. And these are all just like natural things that kids are anyways, right? But it's kind of putting words to these things that kids do naturally. And so Green Kid Crafts really helps kids see themselves as these STEM leaders, as these STEM scientists. And it really encourages them to discover, to explore, and to create. And so, you know, as an environmental scientist, I really recognized a need for a solution, a convenient solution that would allow families to bond while enjoying, you know, these screen-free, nature-based STEM activities that really fostered a child's creativity and confidence, but also, even more importantly, empowered them to take environmental action. I think that's super important to give them an outlet and encourage them to really take action to make a difference in the planet. And I'm a strong believer in taking action, encouraging kids to take action, and also taking action, you know, as an adult in different things that we believe about. Through this company, through Green Kid Crafts, I'm really hoping that, you know, in the coming years, we'll be able to encourage even more kids to take action and a leadership role in sustainability. That said, I also really just kind of wanted to take a minute to talk about how, you know, parents, how we can encourage kids into STEM fields, and particularly how I, as a parent, try to encourage kids into STEM education and encourage STEM learning in the home and also outside. In keeping kind of with this idea of nature as the best STEM teacher there is, this is sort of my big parenting strategy. You know, I believe STEM definitely has its place in the classroom, and there's so much that kids can learn through STEM in the classroom. But as a parent, I feel like the best thing that I can do as a parent to facilitate STEM learning at home is by encouraging kids to spend time in the natural world. And I believe the natural world offers one of the best laboratories out there for exploring STEM principles. So, for example, some of my favorite activities, I'm just going to kind of ad lib here and think about things that I do with my own kids, and I have done with my own kids. Right now, my son is 8 and my daughter is 11. And we're blessed to live in San Diego where, you know, we can spend, it's very pleasant to be outside year round. But that said, I also have years living in Alaska, and I've spent many, many days, many, many hours outside in negative 20 degree weather with my kids. And so it's something that can happen no matter what season it is, to spend time outside with your kids working on exploring STEM principles. So one easy way that we explore STEM is just through nature identification, right? And so we give time and attention to those things we care about. And if we want these children to become adults who care about the planet, let's give them ample, intimate knowledge of nature. So I take my kids outside daily for nature walks. Sometimes this means a ramble through one of the wild areas next to my house or a hike in the hills. Sometimes we spend time in the city just strolling through the neighborhoods. And so, and we're always doing these nature identification. You know, we talk about what kinds of birds are out there. I have a lot of different field guides. Sometimes I just make sort of nature scavenger hunts where kids, I encourage kids to find things and check them off on their little nature scavenger hunt sheet, whether it be a stick or a special kind of leaf, or even a piece of trash, right? It just encourages kids to start looking at their surroundings and looking at the natural world around them, getting them off their screens. Another thing that we do a lot that I really think encourages STEM learning in terms of the natural world is we build rock sculptures. We paint rocks. We use those natural resources on hands to explore it. Engineering concepts through building rock cairns. So, you know, you can go outside and find smooth, flat stones of different sizes. We stack them to make different sculptures. You can also explore engineering concepts through, you know, rolling pebbles down ramps made from boards and sticks. Sometimes, especially when my kids were younger, we would make nature people and creatures from sticks and leaves and acorns and pebbles and shells. And all these things are immersing your kids in science and math and engineering. Both of my kids also keep nature journals. And so when we're camping or hiking, my daughter in particular, she'll write, but she'll also draw a lot of things that she sees. I think keeping a nature journal is really providing kids with, you know, just another outlet to connecting natural concepts and sort of solidifying STEM concepts in their brains. And so it's also encouraging kids to spending time to really just slowing down and making these just observations of what's going on in the world around them. So recording these daily details in nature journals with both illustrations and written documentation is really, it seems so simple, and it's something that, you know, you wouldn't maybe necessarily think is STEM learning, but it really is. It's just combining all these different things, and it's encouraging your kids sort of through learning through play, right? Another really fun activity to do in nature to encourage kids to slow down and to start noticing the world around them is to sit down. This is really good for adults as well. Sitting your child down and actually taking a piece of string and walling off maybe a meter box around them. And then with their nature journal, you encourage your child to observe, to draw, to talk about every single thing they see in this square meter. So these are blades of grass, these are insects, these are sticks, dirt, and really just having them, you know, it almost becomes a meditative exercise, right? We're talking about STEM education, but we're also talking about mental health here. And so these are all things that we can do to encourage STEM learning in terms of getting kids outside, getting them away from their screens. I think that this is something also that's really accessible for families. It's not expensive. It's not something that you need to go on Amazon and order for your child. And almost as a side effect, you know, STEM learning through play just becomes this really beautiful concept. So I definitely encourage parents to think about intentionally using nature to encourage STEM learning in kids. And then I also want to talk about our subscription boxes, our Green Kid Craft subscription boxes. And so, like I mentioned earlier, we've encouraged over 1 million families worldwide to think about STEM learning through our activity boxes and think about taking a leadership role in sustainability. For parents that want another sort of easy activity, easy way to encourage STEM learning at home, our Green Kid Crafts boxes are certainly a very convenient way to do so, because all you have to do is sign up for a monthly subscription, and then we send you a box full of 6 to 10 different STEM activities. And we actually, I like to say STEAM activities. I think adding the A in STEM for arts is a really wonderful way to make STEM even more accessible to kids, particularly because kids connect so well with art. And by taking a science activity and adding an arts component, it really makes learning that much more accessible for kids, particularly young kids. So for example, we have a volcanoes exploration green kid crafts box. And there's a lot of different volcano craft and science projects within this box, but we'll add maybe a color tablet or a color tablet to make the volcano science project colorful and fun. And adding like a different arts component just really makes it more fun for the kids. It makes them want to learn a little bit more. And so some of the boxes that we have on our website are also single boxes. So for people that don't want to order a subscription, we have, for example, a botany box. We have different learning boxes, all different topics. So we have volcanoes, we have gems and crystals. We have, there are art, different art boxes. And recently we launched different 3-box packs. And so there's an animal pack where kids can do a bunch of insects projects, a bunch of reptiles projects. We have an endangered species box that focuses on different endangered species. We have a pack that is solely dedicated to activism. Specifically, there's a rainforest box within our activist pack and also a Save Our Oceans box through our activist pack. And again, this is just another way, another convenient way to bring STEM learning into the house, make it convenient to teach your kids all about STEM. You know, maybe just spending a few minutes too, like I'd like to talk a little bit about just the benefits of STEM learning. We hear STEM has become kind of like a buzzword the past couple of years, right? We hear about it and we hear about it as parents and it's important. We hear about it that it's important to focus on STEM in the schools. And I think people keep on talking about it because not only are we recognizing how important it is, but it's because we're not really doing it to the best of our capability yet in the US. And so there's always room for improvement. I think there's a lot of good things that the US education system is doing in regards to STEM learning, but there's still different things we can do to improve STEM learning in our country. And so maybe just talking a little bit about specific reasons why STEM learning should be an integral part of every educational program, and also why it should be something that we should focus on more in our homes and in our parenting strategies. For me, I think first and foremost, it's important because it encourages independent thinking and encourages creative thinking. In a STEM curriculum, kids are really given that extra room to think. They're given that extra room to evaluate and to determine how best to achieve their different goals and projects. So in STEM, particularly STEAM, when you're adding that arts component, the results are not really, you know, simply measured by success or failure. Instead, it's more about a way of thinking that, you know, is more project-based. It more is a broader way of thinking about things. So by working in different learning environments that offer minimal risk, the idea that making mistakes is okay and that failure can be productive is encouraged and reinforced and should be. I think it's also, STEM learning is also important because of this project-based learning experience. A central component of STEM education is typically, especially STEAM education, is because it's more of a hands-on project-based learning. Kids tend to work on different projects specific to what appeals to them. You know, they're encouraged to decide on a goal and choose which skills they want to explore and achieve. And this really allows them to discover and experiment with different methods. So STEM learning really does bolster creative problem solving, skill building. So, you know, while technical knowledge is a requirement in many industries, creative think outside the box, problem solving remains one of the most sought after skills within the job market. Creativity might seem like a skill that comes naturally to certain people, but I really believe that it's one that can be developed. It can be fostered by a well-rounded education, particularly a STEAM education, STEM that includes the arts. And so inspiring open-ended creative exploration really serves as a form of productive play and inquiry, which is kind of what I was talking about before. This idea of play in education is super important, and it has been important for me and my family and for me and my background. Again, like I feel like there is this idea that STEM education really and STEAM education, there's this idea and there's this component of well-being and mental health that is so important for our kids. And so, you know, there's a lot of research that's been done recently that has suggested that including art into STEM disciplines and be more creative is really just so much more useful for our mental health, our emotional health, and our physical well-being. You know, when we undertake creative pursuits like writing and acting and drawing and dancing, and then we integrate these pursuits with science and technology and engineering and math, we just enjoy them and we enjoy life, and our kids are able to enjoy their lives so much more. And this is especially super important right now, you know, going into month 8 of a global pandemic. And so, you know, intuitively, we know that creativity is good for us and that our creative passions make us happy. And science seems to agree with us on this. So let's bring this creativity into science is what I say. And this is what I'm trying to do with Green Kid Crafts, is, you know, with this company. And this is what I've been trying to do for the last 10 years. And by all accounts, I feel like we've really succeeded by being able to send out over 1 million boxes to kids all around the world, you know, and really helping to further the conversation about creativity being a really important piece of science and technology and engineering and math. And so, thank you so much for listening today. I hope that, you know, I love being part of the STEM dialogue. I love being part of the STEAM dialogue. I think that there's just a lot of opportunity in our country and in the world to further the dialogue, and especially with this idea of adding arts and creativity and integrating that into STEM concepts. I think it's super important. It's super now. And it is, you know, it's cutting edge. This is where I think STEM is going now in the future. It's going in the way of, how do we improve our kids' mental health? How do we improve our kids' well-being? And how do we further their learning, their STEM learning, and help our kids become global leaders that can be creative and solve problems in the world? And I think the way to do that is by furthering STEAM education. So I'm so excited that you guys visited. Thank you so much for listening to me today. I'm looking forward to our next podcast. Please tune in to This Green Planet. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of This Green Planet. To get further details about the topics discussed in this episode, please go to thisgreenplanetpodcast.com to review all show notes and links. If you love this episode, we would love it if you subscribed and left us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. This helps more people just like you find our podcast. I look forward to having you join me next episode. Until then, stay safe and let's make this planet greener.